Hello, my name is Dr. Sam Clark and I'm the Academic Liaison and Outreach Coordinator here at Heriot Watt. I co-led this project alongside Camilla Irvine Fortescue, who's the Responsible Impact Specialist in the Public Engagement Team also here at Heriot Watt. So our project was called the Lothian Learners Development Programme and it was a 6-month training and development opportunity open to PhD researchers. The idea of the programme was that we would help support our PhD students to take their own PhD research, which is obviously quite complex ideas, and distill this down into learning resources that could be accessible from a general public audience. The idea was that the students themselves would gain communication skills, they would gain the ability to talk about their research with lots of different stakeholders. But we also wanted to try and inspire local school pupils and really strengthen that relationship with local schools and local library communities. So the way that the project worked was that in October 2021, we put out a call for researchers who might be interested, and we interviewed lots of PhD students, and we selected Mark Romano and Ira James as our two successful students. In November 2021, they decided that their target age group that they were going to make their learning resources for was 8 to 11 year olds. And so we paired them with a local primary school in West Lothian. Now, the idea of pairing them to the school was kind of twofold. One is that it allowed Mark and Ira to meet a teacher, to understand what sort of resources might work in class, like what sort of level that the students were working at currently, just to make sure that their activity would fit as well as possible within the school. But also the co-design element works really well because it gives more ownership for the school. The school is more likely to use the resources if it's something that really fits and works for them. So to involve them right at the very start of the process meant that we could create resources that really worked for the school. During January and March 2020, we invited a few different external training providers to come in and work with Mark and Ira. And these were experts in public engagement and communication, storytelling, taking very complex subjects and turning them into fun, interactive learning resources. And so they could really support Mark and Ira to develop their ideas. In March 2022, we did a test session with the school, which was great because it allowed us to get feedback from the school pupils and the teachers to what worked and what didn't. And then that meant that Ira and Mark could finish their activities, take on that feedback. And then we went back to the school in May for a final sort of session to see to show the kids what the end result was. Mark made a fantastic educational card game, which is all about Edinburgh Castle and Scotland's history. And the game was so well received that Edinburgh Castle are actually currently in discussion with Mark about using that resource in their own educational workshops up at the castle. So that's been a really fantastic outcome of the project, and that hopefully many, many pupils and many, many people will get to interact with that card game and the research in future. Ira wanted originally to create a geological field trip, but unfortunately because COVID that was a little bit difficult. So instead she created a virtual field trip on Google Earth. And it's a bit like a detective series. The kids go to different locations, both local to them and all across the world on Google Earth. And they can learn about the rocks and the geological history and then tie that into how the Earth has changed, how Scotland has changed over the years. And the really fantastic thing about this resource is that it's open source, so we can make it available to all of the local schools and libraries in the area so that, again, as many people as possible can find out about the research. So in terms of the learning outcomes, the schools absolutely loved the workshops that were developed, the resources that were developed, and the teachers really liked it as well. And as I said, that co-design element really allowed the resources to be fit for purpose and really maximise the benefits to the school and local community as their sustainable resources. And the students themselves really managed to excel in communicating their research across to different stakeholders, and they gained so many skills like confident leadership, communication, presentation skills, project management, all sorts of transferable skills that you would really hope that they would develop. And the pilot has worked really well, so hopefully we are going to build on this, and in the upcoming 22-23 academic year, we're hoping to have a larger cohort of students to really develop this into something that could in future be a proper training pathway for PhD students within Heriot-Watt, and hopefully really strengthen the relationship with local schools and community groups. Thank you.